to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, the home of the Poke Bowl, Iolani Palace, and the largest open-air shopping mall in the world, Ala Moana Center. Hi there, it's Michael T. Shout out to our new listeners in Japan, Washington, D.C., and various parts across the U.S. Wherever you are, thank you for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Today, we take an excursion to Nonata's house. If you know the name, you know I'm talking about the show Call the Midwife. First of all, when it comes to Call the Midwife, I am a relative newbie. We only started watching this year, 2025, and my wife and I generally don't binge watch, so we are late to the midwife party, very much overdue. Funny story, I checked out Call the Midwife a few years ago and did not get into that first episode. But I left it in my watch list on Netflix, thank goodness. A couple of years later, and we're looking for a new show to fill out our TV watching schedule, and I suggest Call the Midwife. And I tell my wife the very same thing I'm telling you. I tried this earlier, but I didn't like it. So for the second time checking out this show, I had low expectations. I don't know why, but the second time proved to be a winner. And I kept asking myself, why didn't I like this the first time? Who knows? The main thing is, we found it and we love it. Call the Midwife is based on the memoirs of Jennifer Wirth. She documented her time working at the St. Frideswide Convent in Whitechapel from 1957 to 1963. The Brits do period TV so well, and Call the Midwife is no exception. The show is set in the post-World War II 1950s. It was a trying time for London, having to rebuild after so much destruction and bombing. Midwife focuses on London's East End, a grittier, impoverished part of town. The show captures this era beautifully with its sets, the crowds, wardrobe, hairstyles, and music. The rough-and-tumble neighborhood is juxtaposed with the innocence of its lead character, Nurse Jenny Lee, our author of the midwife books. Nurse Lee is played by the fresh-faced actress Jessica Raine. Her youthfulness and cheerful disposition make this character so much more believable. You may have seen Jessica Raine in Line of Duty, Wolf Hall, or The Devil's Hour. I really enjoyed her in the six-part miniseries Partners in Crime. The entire cast of the first three seasons is rock solid. Each character becomes more well-defined with each episode. Just like you're getting to know new friends, you learn a little bit more the more time you spend with them. I love all the performances from all the actors in the series that I've seen so far. Let me highlight three of them here. Laura Main, Jenny Agutter, and Judy Parfitt. There may be a spoiler or two, so if you're like me and you're relatively new to the series, you have been warned. Spoilers coming up. Laura Main plays a nun named Sister Bernadette. During the first couple of years, she slowly falls for the doctor in the show and eventually gives up being a nun and goes back to being Sheila Turner. Sheila is a tender, tentative character. She seems so unsure of herself, or maybe she just lacks confidence. Her speaking is always so airy and breathless. It's as if she's slowly trying to reconnect with her old self, letting go of sisterhood and latching on to Sheila once again. It's a performance full of nuance for Laura Main. But it's so good. You feel for this shaky leaf desperately hanging on to a branch for support. I've seen Laura Main in interviews, and she has a vibrant personality, quite the opposite of what we see in Sheila. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watch List. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. When Sheila decides to take off the habit and return to regular life, she needs to break the news to the sister in charge, Sister Julienne, played by British actress Jenny Agutter. Sister Julienne is the anchor of the organization at Nonada's house. She maintains day-to-day operations and nurtures the various relationships in the community of Poplar, which is where they're located. There's quiet strength in her character. We all want bosses like this, don't we? Someone who's firm but fair, compassionate and caring, yet mindful of the financials. Jenny Agutter plays this role with just the right touch of grace. And then there's Sister Monica Joan. This is a character that isn't found in the Call the Midwife books written by Jennifer Wirth. She's a composite of a few personalities. She's older, retired from midwifery, but still revered by everyone at Nonada's house, and she drifts in and out of her battle with dementia. Sister Monica Joan is played beautifully by Judy Parfitt. To say that her acting resume is a mile long would be cutting it short by several miles. Parfitt first took the stage at the age of 20 and has been going strong ever since. Yes, she has an acting career that has spanned 70 years. She's done stage acting in London and Broadway and has appeared in TV and movies with the likes of Anthony Hopkins, Kathy Bates, Matthew Broderick, John Goodman, and Sir Laurence Olivier, among others. The role of Sister Monica Joan is a small one, but the character enters at pivotal moments and steals the scene or puts a philosophical note on the issue at hand. In one show I watched recently, Chummy, one of the nurses at Nonada's house, is struggling with her mother, who's dying in front of her. They've had a somewhat contentious relationship, and here they are, at the end. Chummy explains to Sister Monica Joan that she cannot bring herself to touch or caress her mother, even in her dying moments. Not as a daughter, not even as a nurse. Then Sister Monica Joan recalls, through her own foggy memory, her distant relationship with her own mother. She says, "My mother and I did not have a tactile union. I did not regret it when she was alive. And now, I think of Keats." And here she quotes from John Keats's poem, Two. It's sometimes referred to as Lines to Fanny. She continues, "Touch has a memory. Oh, say, love, say, what can I do to kill it and be free?" It's a short but powerful scene, and we celebrate it because we see Sister Monica Joan at nearly full strength, encouraging Chummy to tear down the walls that have been erected over time between her and her mother. The sister is lucid, she's convincing, she's reliant on her beloved poetry to make sense of life. And we celebrate it because it works. Chummy stops being a nurse and becomes the daughter to her mother. It's just enough at just the right time. And it's a powerful scene delivered by an actress who, at the time, was 79 years old. I point that out because I love that British TV has no obsession with youth. I'm not delusional. I know that the entire world surrenders to youth. but the Brits seem to celebrate age and maturity. To see Judy Parfitt deliver these lines in this poignant scene was just delicious. That's from Call the Midwife, Season 3, Episode 8. Definitely an emotional episode, and definitely worth the watch or replay. That's it for this episode. Please comment, leave a review, like, share. We love the feedback. And we hope you enjoy listening to the British TV Watch List. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watch List is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Theme music provided by Alpha Music. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.